Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
He's your radio friend with lots and lots of good health information and advice. It's the Power of Health with Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
You know, Marge, we've talked many times over the years, and I know you've had people that you've counseled over the years. You know, we've both been doing this for decades now. Isn't it interesting that when somebody decides to change their diet and they're eating a better combination of healthy food and they're doing okay, but it's kind of like, I describe it as like having a masterpiece of art on your wall. Let's say you have the Mona Lisa, but it's missing a face. And that face that it's missing is the probiotic. And you bring in the quality probiotic to the program that, let's say they've been on for a couple weeks and everything starts to click. Why does it click?
Well, because most of the things we complain about start going away. You know, people listen to their body when they're bloated, when they have heartburn, mm-hmm. when they're constipated, when they have gas. I mean, how many people have said to you over the years, oh, everything I eat makes me sick?
At least once a day.
Yeah, at least. Oh, I can't eat that. It makes me bloated. Oh, I can't have that. And I think as they're drinking, you know, a 64-ounce soda pop, well, I can see why you're bloated. But it's getting that bacterial balance right. And you have to listen to the good things. You know, you have to listen to the, wow, you know, I had a good bowel movement today and I felt good afterwards. Or, well, I just had a really good lunch, and I feel fine. I don't want to lay down and take a nap. I don't feel overstuffed. And so you have to sort of shut the bad guys up a little bit. Be aware that those symptoms are there and those little annoyances are there. But instead of just complaining about them or covering them up, you need to fix them. Because when you have those symptoms, it is a sign that bacterially, you're out of balance. And sometimes, you know, just getting your probiotic and swallowing a capsule isn't enough. You might have to do two or three capsules the first few weeks if your system's really not helping you out. Or if you're on that roller coaster of, oh, today I'm so constipated, and then the next day, oh my God, I can't stop going to the bathroom. That should begin to click in that the bacteria in my system is not right. Something is going wrong here where I can't get enjoyment out of my food, and my food can't be the fuel for my engine. There's something a little bit wrong going on there. And I really encourage people not to go for things like the antacids or anti-diarrhea medicine or laxative. That's not the answer. That's the quick fix to that day's problem. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to prevent the next day's problem. So you have to look at it as a whole, as that you're working to change the balance in your body. So everything healthy you ingest is assimilated to help your body function more efficiently. And when you do that, there's less out there that has to be stored as fat, because everything's being the way it's supposed to. It's going in, it's being processed, it's being assimilated, the waste is coming out. There isn't anything left to store as fat. But when you overload your digestive system with foods that are highly processed, that don't have a lot of nutritional value, the bacteria in your body can't cope with it. It has to grow new bacteria. So where do those calories go? Well, they get stored as fat. Mm-hmm. And then your body will work on it later. But if you keep up those habits, that later never comes.
Well, it can't come because there's becomes, you know, just it's kind of like having a garbage strike in New York, you know, and the keeps piling up and piling up until there's huge, gigantic piles of garbage near the streets. And I was in New York, one of those garbage strikes, and there was like 50 foot piles of garbage all the way down the streets. It took forever. They had to bring on 10 times of the crews to get everything caught up again, and we don't have 10 times the crews in our gut. We don't have a good balance of digestive enzymes. Most of us are negative to start with. And, you know, what you're saying also makes sense to me, as I wonder why so many people are eating a massive amount of food, yet they're continually hungry. There's got to be a relationship to that in gut health.
There has to be, and I've used the example many times. If you could start your day and instead of eating your breakfast, put it in a bucket and then just keep filling that bucket all day long with everything you eat, good, bad, indifferent, whatever. You just keep filling it up and filling it up and filling it up, and you don't eliminate. So then the next morning comes and you add more to it. By the middle of the second day, that bucket is going to be heavier than you can lift. And people don't see it that way, because just like eating out of that bag in your car when you're driving, you're not conscious of your eating. You're not taking the time to chew your food and eat slowly. Give your digestive system time to tell your head, that's enough, we're full, that's plenty, you can stop now. And then that stops it from sitting in your stomach. You know, people who get a lot of heartburn and a lot of that upper digestive system bloating, it's because they've taken that little sack of a stomach that's about the size of two handfuls, and they've stuffed it. And then they've poured ice-cold liquid on top of it, and then it sits. And then it barely left the stomach to be processed in the small intestines by the bile salts and the chyme and the bacteria that's in our system before we throw more food on top. So by the end of the day, of course you're bloated. Of course you feel uncomfortable. Your body hasn't processed any nutrition, so ironically you're hungry. Which is hard to wrap your head around when you think about it that way, but, you know, some people will ingest 3,000 or 4,000 calories in a day, and 9 o'clock at night comes around and they're hungry.
Well, you know, a lot of people, when they start a weight loss program and they're doing the exercise and they're finally doing the diet and they're drinking clean water, and they start to decide they're going to bring in some probiotics, and in their mind they're thinking, well, I'm so far behind, I have to take, you know, 5, 6, 7 of these probiotics every day. And I tell them, what you really need to do is pick a quality probiotic and just use it every single day. If you want to use it twice a day, that's great. If you want to do one, let's say, with every meal 3 times a day until you get things balanced, that's okay. You don't have to overtake. You just need to take the correct amount of a quality probiotic, because they're not all created equal. And you need to make sure, just like your vitamins and just like the quality of the food you're consuming, you know, the better you can afford and the better you can use on a consistent basis, the better you're going to feel and the better your body's going to not only heal itself, but present you with the energy and the healthy body that you're looking for.
Exactly. So when you go to look for your probiotic, go look in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Don't, you know, that's where the good ones live. Is they're cold, they're kept cold, so the bacteria stays stable and unexcited, I guess is the way to put it. Because when healthy bacteria in a probiotic get warm or moist, it gets excited and the bacteria start killing each other. They get into a fight. So you want to invest in a good, high-quality probiotic, because what you're investing is in your own health. You're doing this for your body. You're doing this for your health goals. You're doing this so your digestive system becomes your friend and not your enemy. And more is not always better. With probiotics, it's time and consistency. Because when you think about it, we ingest, assimilate, and eliminate every day. And when you eliminate, it's not only bad that's going, but some good bacteria goes too. It's just the way we work. So it only makes sense that you're adding the good, healthy probiotic every single day. So you're never leaving that intestinal flora with nothing. you're always replenishing and you're replenishing and you're replenishing so that flora can flourish and grow in your system, which is what you want it to do. You want it to be vibrant and healthy and active. So it's doing its job. It's in the intestines and working hard and protecting you from bad things getting into your system, reducing inflammation of your gut, and aiding in your healthy elimination.
You know, I think the one thing that I think a lot of us have a hard time dealing with is that the reality of having an unhealthy gut, that most of the time it's our own fault. And we don't like blame. We don't like change. And we don't like the struggle going through the change to get to the healthier way of doing things. And although we know when we're not good to ourselves, we know when we're running ourselves down, and we know when we're making really bad food choices, because many of us feel it almost during the meal or soon after. We start to feel bad and bloated and uncomfortable, and we know that the best thing to do in that state of mind is to do whatever it takes, possibly as fast as we possibly can, to make a change. And one of the fastest things people do is they run to the purple pill, or they run to an antacid, or they run to something that's going to cover up the problem. The weird thing that has always perplexed me with the digestive system is that all of us know that if we eat better, we have good probiotics, if our digestive system is working well, if we're exercising, if we're getting rest, drinking water, and doing all the good things that we were told to do when we were younger, that we learned along the way, that we're going to be healthy. But somewhere, we have twisted the idea that when the symptoms go away, no matter what we use to get rid of the symptoms, that the problem is gone. And I guess that just shows our extreme annoyance with symptoms today, because we will do anything we can to make it go away. I have so many friends that are doctors all over the United States, small clinics, huge hospitals, research hospitals all over the country. Many of them are guests on my shows. And they will tell you the same thing. People will come in, patients, and will say, this is what I'm having. This is my problem. Do you have something to make this symptom go away? And many times,
that is the way we think.
It is.
I think it's funny because in my own personal self, if my digestive system is bothering me, or I'm not moving my bowels well, or I feel bloated, I increase my probiotics, I increase my water, and I increase my ingestion of fermented foods. And instead of eating junky food, I simplify my food to make it easier to digest. If I'm really feeling uncomfortable, I'll make a healthy broth with some vegetables in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always take a probiotic every day. I might triple it for a couple of days to help move along whatever's in there that isn't treating me so well.
Mm-hmm.
Where a lot of people, and this to me is so strange, they will go to the drugstore and say, oh, that feels so much better. You know, I chewed up a big handful of these antacids. And on the way home, they'll stop and get a cheeseburger and fries because they don't have heartburn anymore. Really? And that's sort of the way we think is, oh, I took all this and my symptom went away, so everything's fine. I don't have to change anything. And you know, when you start having symptoms of very poor digestion and you notice that month after month, maybe you're gaining 1 pound, maybe you're gaining 5, and you're taking things to cover up your digestive system screaming at you for help, you're beginning to just ignore the situation completely. So over time, the situation just worsens. And that 5 pounds you may have gained in February by July has become 25 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where your probiotics are going to be your friend. If your digestive system feels good and you've done this for a while of, oh, I'm taking really healthy probiotics, I'm moving more, I'm eating healthier food, and voila, I feel so much better, that whole thought in your head that you're depriving yourself of something goes away.
Do you remember 35 years ago when we were kind of just beginning in the field, and probiotics back then were called like straight acidophilus, and the only time they were ever recommended was when somebody was ending an antibiotic treatment. They would stay to use it for maybe 5 days, and that was kind of the mentality. And how our our failure to focus on our good health and our terrible addictions to unhealthy foods, and then the industry of processed foods basically taking over the food pyramid, how today we look at probiotics, or should look at them completely differently, as a major staple of our everyday routine, and not as a luxury, but as a hands-down necessity for the way the world has changed, and how we not only is it just a good idea to use probiotics, it is actually dramatically life-altering and life-changing that a quality probiotic is in your system every single day, because you not only balance and help with the rejuvenation and the healthiness of your gut, but you change everything that your body does from that point forward of having those probiotics in your gut. It's been a dramatic change over 3.5 decades.
Well, it has, and a lot of the reason is our society's gotten faster, and our food supply isn't as good. I mean, nowadays, 70% of all the antibiotics that are made in this country go to feed animals that we eat. Mm. So imagine how much antibiotic residue, if you're not looking for a good organic source or a source of chicken or beef or dairy products or eggs that say they don't use antibiotics, and you're eating the ones that do, think of how much you're ingesting in a day and what your poor little bacterial colony is up against. And so if you don't give it a probiotic to give it a fighting chance, it's going to be really difficult for your body to process food as energy, because it's going to be so busy fighting the battle that it's going to have to store way too much as fat.
You know, I got a letter the other day from someone, and she was talking about, she had been listening to the show for a couple months now, and Natasha and I were talking one day about how you dramatically change the way your gut works when you bring in a quality probiotic. And, you know, she said that she had thought she was doing everything right, and she was taking a multiple vitamin and some greens and some omega-3s, and she felt a little bit better, but something always felt wrong in her gut. And then she realized that, you know, she started doing a little research, and she was eating, you know, she wasn't eating free range. She wasn't eating, you know, grass-fed beef. She was eating things that had a lot of antibiotics in it. And she was always sensitive to antibiotics and didn't realize that the food she thought was good for her was actually loaded, like you said, with a lot of antibiotics. And then she decided to dramatically change her diet. But then that day she brought in probiotics. And she went down to the store, talked with you. You took her to the refrigerator and showed her the probiotic. And it dramatically changed the way she felt. She said she didn't have that gnawing turmoil in her stomach that she'd had every day. It completely, she said, she called it calming it down. I call it putting it back in balance.
And making it work.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the key to it. You're wanting to make the system work for your benefit.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that are out there that we have to apply ourselves to. And I think you mentioned a lot of things today also. And, you know, we're not going to get any smaller as a nation without us focusing on, you know, making change. And I think that, of course, diet and exercise and a good probiotic, the healthy trinity, that's Natasha's philosophy, and it makes amazing sense. But, you know, I agree with it, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, and it makes it easy as 1, 2, 3 when you think about it, because there is no magic for weight loss. All we can do is provide our body with the best quality tools we can give it. So our body works more efficiently, we burn more calories than we're taking in, and we store less as fat. In order to make this happen, that's what you got to do. You've got it. Eat healthier, have a healthy probiotic to get that digestive system that makes those decisions working well, and you have to move more. You have to give your body a reason to burn and give it things that it wants. I mean, it's just like if you got in your car in the morning and you didn't have gas, you wouldn't just take the garden hose and put water in there. It's not going to work.
No,
you
we
have
to
give it what it needs.
We have to make those changes. Thank you so much. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke. This is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this and all my segments, visit my show page at radiomd.com. I thank you for tuning in. Be well.